building your portfolio, picking winning stocks, using your computer. And now here is Jordan Kimmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All right, folks, welcome back. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And there's a lot of ground to cover, and boy, am I looking forward to it. We'll have a couple guests coming on later. One guy's coming on, Adam Last. We had him on before. He wants to talk about the Fed rates and the outlook for the near future. Curious what he's on his mind. We'll also bring on Jeff Siegel a little bit later. Again, he's all about talking about alternative energies and lifestyle and health. And I really, really like that theme. So we asked Jeff to come on back and join us. What I want to do right now is kind of focus, as I always do in this segment, on the market itself. And tell you about something, frankly, that's going to surprise you. It might excite you, but you got to listen in and you got to tune in here. We just completed our newsletter that we'll upload through the Forbes feeder and through Advice Trade. And if you want a copy of this and you want a complimentary to take a peek, come to our website and ask us to take a peek for 3 months. Two of the stocks on our focus list last week were bought out. We're adding several new names as we just completed an earnings season, and a number of new names have emerged as potential market leaders. And the message we're giving everybody right now, and I think it's a very, very important message, we're entering into a seasonal period of time, September, October, where everybody waits for the boogeyman to come out, and everyone is nervous in anticipation of the final mid-year election low that may or may not have even been seen yet. That will only know in the future. The most important thing to talk about is the $7.5 trillion that sits in the hands of U.S. hands in both the individuals and in corporations, folks. That's the size of the entire stock market itself. There has never been a time where this much cash is on the sidelines, but can you blame them? Okay, the economists don't know if we have a soft landing or if we have runaway inflation. We don't know if we're going into a recession or they need to keep raising interest rates. Very, very confusing time. The most important thing is to close your mind for a second and let the market really talk to you. What we have here is the New York Stock Exchange advanced decline line improved all month long. In fact, by the time today shows up, there's only 39 new lows on all three indexes combined. That's a bull market condition, folks. If that stays like it is for 5 consecutive days, every single technical writer out there will talk about the new strength in the market, although they can't. Remember, they got painted in the corner negative, and they don't know how to find their way out. The most important thing is to let the market talk to you. Don't paint yourself into a corner and simply react. Now, one of the most important reasons, why is all the money on the sidelines? Frankly, it's a lack of confidence. It's not only a lack of confidence in the economy, but it's a serious lack of confidence in Wall Street and some of the folks running companies. And how can you blame them? The report comes up that 41% of all mergers and activity this year have led to suspicious trading right before the mergers announced. Okay, how can you get confidence when the guys running Wall Street are doing this? All this option backdating, just a disaster. Right when we're trying to build investors' confidence, people would still rather put money in their home. They put it in their mattress rather than trade, than really trust those dogs who are running Wall Street and those companies. This is exactly the sentiment that comes out at market bottoms. This is why the cash is on the sidelines. I think it's probably going to be the new high that gets set on the Dow Jones that probably sets the avalanche of money together. Who knows? Maybe it's Bin Laden's head on a pole. But the point is, the money is on the sidelines for a reason. There's a lack of trust. One of my favorite services, which we subscribe to, and by the way, in addition to scoring out our model according to Magnet and scoring out other people's portfolios for them, let us take advantage of the money we pay for Dorsey Wright to see if there's something that we could find in your own portfolio. So let us score it out. But one of the things they put out on their Thursday piece is their overview on the market, and they put together a little something which I absolutely love, which I want to share with you. But let me just state for the record again, right down in what they call beautiful field position is the market turning bullish right in front of people's faces, and no, they can't believe it, so they're sitting on our hands. We'll wait and see what the market does, but what we do know, it all comes down, folks, to stock selection. We love seeing a couple of our companies acquired. Our number one stock and our number one holding here at the Magnet Investment Group makes our list for the very first time because quantitatively it earned the right. It's the number one in consumer discretionary, and no, sorry to tease you, we don't give out the names on the phone here. If you want to do some homework, if you want to get a complimentary copy of our newsletter, our top scores, you got to call us up and you got to email us. So the number 800-888-766-6828. But before we get to the commercial break, I need to read you something. I have a lot of fun with this. When everyone's talking about Wall Street and everyone wants to check their prices and they're running home because they know their statements are coming in that day, that's the time when the enthusiasm is the thickest, and that's the time when everybody's money's pushed forward. When people don't even want to hear from their brokers, they don't want to open up their statements, they're sitting on cash, of course, this is an auction market, folks. That's when you're going to get actually the best prices for what you want to buy. Now, Dorsey puts out a sentiment. He could tell every Labor Day what is actually happening by the people out there. So let me quote Tom, and Tom's got to come back on our show soon. We'll give him a call. Here's the top 10 reasons that this must be a bottom. Number one, a client of mine called me on Monday, told me he's not satisfied with the 8.2% income we put together for him, so he's moving all of his money to his lady friend's son, who's going to put it in real estate and pay him 10% a month. Reason number two, a tenant of mine called me up who's actually renting one of my rental units and emailed me yesterday just to advise me that he decided to close his brokerage account. I'm not going to read all the others, but I will come to number 10, and this is the beauty. I'm having my own barbecue Labor Day weekend with my family. We didn't get invited to any of my clients' parties, okay? And he always likes to talk about when you are actually invited to all the parties and are the centerpiece of the conversation. Again, everyone's talking stocks. We're in a phase right now, folks. People don't want to hear it. Remember, it's an auction market. You have to remember that. We're in a place right now that so few people are showing up, and there's so little interest in the market, it's kind of like being at a country fair with only five other bidders at an auction, and there's a Mickey Mantle or a Joe DiMaggio's rookie card. What's happening in our market right now, people will shrug their shoulders and say it's probably not even real anyway. Let's not bid on it. That's what's happening with the market. But what we see in front of me on our model portfolios, and again, everybody's different, so it's a matter of investing for your own comfort levels. We're seeing stocks with triple-digit revenue growth, market and margin acceleration trading at PEs at half of the market multiple. That's a Magnet stock. We're seeing several of our companies hitting the new high list right now. I mentioned on our model portfolio in our newsletter, two of our companies were bought out. There's some tremendous activity taking place this month, and all of it in the face of market pessimism. Just imagine for the moment once the avalanche of money starts to enter into the market, it's going to feel too late, and the market will always do its best to try to confuse the most amount of people it could and keep everyone off base. So, folks, it's just a tremendous time. We've had a wonderful summer. We've staffed up our offices in here so that if you'd like to have, and we're getting more and more requests, your own portfolio scored out according to the Magnet stock selection process, that's probably one of our most valuable services we can offer you. We do this for the institutions that have billions of dollars under management. If they're doing it, folks, it might be something that you're interested in also. We could show you our top scores. We could show you the tops in sector that you're interested in. But again, what we do for a living here is we manage money. And what we're trying to do in this show is get everyone into a position where hopefully in later years you don't have to look at prices. You could buy what you want. It's called financial freedom and independence. If you believe the Fed and you believe this government that inflation is running at 1%, folks, good luck to you. Go out and buy something. Go out and look at your health benefit program. Look at what the cost of Yankee tickets are. Look at the cost of sneakers and education. Whatever it is, folks, we know the reason why inflation is widely underreported. Rather than complain about it, it's important to get into the ownership market, and we believe in, of course, in investing in Magnet stocks, those few select companies that are growing their revenues rapidly, growing their margins rapidly, and continuing to move in price, trading at a discount. They might be hard to find, but that's what our divining rod here at Magnet is intended to do. So we're having just a great summer. We hope you enjoyed your summer. Look for the market to maybe try to give one more buying opportunity. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe the market's gone here. I don't think it's runaway. I think you're going to get your shots, but you got to get your ducks lined up in a row, get your hands on the best symbols, because, folks, this market will leave an awful lot of people behind. It's a very confusing market. Like I've said, we see the oils run. We see the oils fall back. We see explanations that the hurricanes down in Florida weren't as severe as Katrina. How ridiculous, folks. That was a once-in-a-70-year, 100-year type of storm. Of course it wasn't the same this time. There are different reasons, but the same reason why stocks go up and down, oil goes up and down, it's supply and demand. Keep your eyes on the prize, folks. Don't let them let you think short term. And what we're going to do now, coming back after the show, we got a couple great guests lined up as always. Stick with us here on Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick.
Listen wherever you are. 24-hour business and financial news. Solid, focused, and informed. The leader in business talk. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back, thanking me for my concerns, and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Do you think work-life balance is some type of circus trick? Have you spent time trying to apply the concepts of feng shui to your virtual office? Are you so busy that your to-do list has a table of contents and you're wondering if technology could help lighten your load? Then you don't want to miss a single broadcast of The Anywhere Office, this live, entertaining, and informative weekly talk show hosted by brothers Phil and Jason Montero. Take a big-picture approach to the philosophies and strategies of navigating today's digital lifestyle. The Anywhere Office covers topics such as work-life balance, home offices, virtual teams, virtual offices, mobile work technology, and all aspects of the changing world of work. While targeted at mobile professionals, remote workers, small business owners, entrepreneurs, and solo professionals, Phil and Jason's knowledge, humor, and insight make the Anywhere Office of interest to anyone dealing with living a digital lifestyle. The Anywhere Office with Phil and Jason Montero. Broadcast each Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. The Anywhere Office, helping you find a more flexible way to work.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back again to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we're going to have Jeff Siegel on, and I want you to patch him through whenever he's in. Jeff joined us previously and really has a great message he's sharing about lifestyle, health, alternative energy, and really, you know, a lot of things along those lines. I want to share, I actually took 10 pounds off this month, folks. I tipped the scale at an all-time high earlier this summer. I got a lot of grief at home, luckily, from some caring kids at home and the wife, and they asked me to look in the mirror, and I took 10 quick pounds off. I got up early this morning. I walked. A couple of my friends just bought some alternative energy vehicles, and it's really, really important. Again, we have a dynamic show where we're trying to make folks money here, but it's all a matter of how you live and living right and doing it right. And I think Jeff has just a wonderful message. Part of the drama behind the alternative energy, of course, has been the $70 oil. We've seen that some of our guests a year ago predicted. Basically, I'm in the camp with everybody else that it's not a matter of hurricane watch. It's not a matter of terrorism. It's simply a matter of supply and demand. And this is a long-term issue that we're dealing with, all revolved around a dramatic global expansion with more consumers. And there's almost so much stuff you could pull out of the ground at cost-effective levels. That's all leading to alternative energy. There are solar companies coming public. There are diesel fuel. There's all kinds of discussions about where things are going. This is not my expertise. Again, we bring on the experts to discuss this. But very clearly what we're seeing right now, and very interestingly, as the month ends here, we're being told now, we're talking about oversupply, we're talking about premiums in oil. Some guys are looking again for much lower oil prices. If you don't like the forecast, you don't like the market action, all you basically have to do these days is wait 24 or 48 hours. The very next day we're hearing about oil supply shortage and whatnot. So this is a very emotional time. Remember that what you tend to see at the end of a major move is all kinds of discussions about the new era. And you don't go a day without hearing about China and India and all the demand pull coming from around the world. Frankly, I believe in it, but we're seeing wild, wild gyrations in the price and expectations in the out months on oil. It really will play out interesting over time. But basically, our opinion is it's too hard to forecast the deep future. What's most important is to keep your eye on what is happening. Look for not only trends, but trend reversals. And again, so critical and so difficult in the art of investing is the fact that the only thing that's constant in our market is change. As soon as you get comfortable around a theme, watch the market change it. And in my opinion, it's not only the smartest guys who do well, but it's the most adaptive. So you have to continue to keep your mind open and your mind free. Remember, it was only a couple of years ago that oil was trading at 12. No new projects were initiated. Natural gas, if you could believe it, was trading at a dollar after 9/11. There was no demand, no expectation for the whole sector. Lo and behold, look what turned into the best sector. What we're seeing right now, in fact, is a major, major push into some sectors that haven't done well. We're seeing, in fact, for the first time, tech and telecom come back into people's vision. We've been sharing in our newsletter our top performing scores have been in that area, so we've been rotated into this area. We think we have our hands, in fact, on some of the names that are destined to become the household names that will dominate the market. We don't know this for sure. We just continue to run our model, continue to identify the winners, and continue to keep an open mind as we see more and more develop into this area, and more alertness. All you need to see in this market is rising prices, and unfortunately, that's what it takes to get people off the ball. Very rarely do they have the insight to go alone, stand alone, and get into something a little bit early. Those are always the best investors. Very, very hard to do that. So I guess what I'm going to do is we're going to not expect Jeff to join us at this stage. I guess we got our signals crossed. But remember here, what we do is we tend to outwork everybody. It is the last week of August. A lot of people are simply checking on school teachers. They're getting their last rounds of golf in before the real volume is to kick in this market. And it's time probably to get your list ready and to get your homework ready. And I'll share with you what we're doing in here. We like to actually take all kinds of newsletters that we subscribe to, all kinds of lists of the new high list, the strongest stocks, the fastest growing revenues, the fastest growing margins, and then we take that list of stocks, not the ones hitting the new low list again. There's companies that are in fact gaining market support that are under accumulation by the institutions, and we score out those companies. We score them out according to our quantitative magnet stock selection process, which offers the best combination of value, growth, and momentum. And folks, I'm actually in the middle of writing another book right now. It's going to be dramatic. We're going to try to have it out by year end. We're talking there about busting another myth, and that's the myth of over-diversification, owning too many stocks, and not allowing yourself to make money. But what we're doing instead is we are focused on the top companies in each sector, in each market cap that are growing their revenues. Again, how can we be worried about interest rates if you could identify undervalued, rapidly growing companies that are just coming under accumulation by the mutual funds, the institutions, and the money managers? Our whole process is based around that, and if you want to see, every Wednesday we put out a list complimentary to a select group of folks. We call it Top Scores. That is our top scores. Quantitatively, we ask everyone to do their own homework following that. And again, rather than just share the top stocks, we're trying to make people better investors and learning to think for themselves, learning how to do their homework. But what I think is that it is critical to have your hand around the premier list of companies in the nation. In order for a company to ever make it to the S&P, they've got to grow through growth stages. So imagine finding the junior high school all-star team and then following into the high school all-star team, into the college all-star team, into the professional ranks. We do tend to find names a little bit earlier than others. We also have an ability, even when companies get big, to sort them from top to bottom. And this is what we enjoy doing. The fact of the matter is what we're finding around this country is a group of underfunded savings accounts, underfunded pension plans. Why? Because people have it's way too late. And we just continue to just focus ourselves on owning equity, the ownership market, not the lending market. And we just heard that Adam came on. Folks, you think it's too late? Adam, you want to try to bring Adam on for the last couple of minutes of the segment? I think we got commercial time. Hey, Adam. Adam.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'll bring you on, my friend. How are you?
Doing all right. How you doing today?
Listen, well, you know, we're going right to commercial. We're running a little, you're running a little late with us right here, but I'm going to bring you on anyway. We're going to give you 2-3 minutes and right to commercial break. I'll let you take it away. Talk to us about what you have planned.
All right. What I'm looking at right now.
Go for it.
I'm looking at the Fed right now.
Okay.
I'm looking at the Fed, and I'm figuring nothing in September and maybe a double hit in October.
Now, what do you mean by that? Explain that. Slow it down. Tell us what you mean by that.
I'm saying there will be no increase at the September FOMC meeting.
Okay.
And they will regret that come
really?
The October two-day meeting, and they may very well give us a 50 basis point hike.
Okay, now let's talk about how you think the market's going to react to that. I mean, that's a pretty dramatic piece. Okay, maybe what do you think the market's going to do if they give us a double dose in October?
I think the market is going to cry bitter tears.
All right, we've been talking about a mid-year election low that may hit around there. Maybe that's the catalyst. What do you see? You see big inflation here? Or you see something that needs to be tamed?
I see something. Not only do I think it needs to be tamed, about three-quarters of the Fed governors think it needs to be tamed. They're just caught between a rock and a hard place. If you read the Fed notes, none of them were convinced that this beast was dead. They just were more scared of the cure than they were of the animal.
Okay. Let me ask you this, though, Adam. A lot of smart people I'm reading, and I really have a lot of respect for them, are talking about a very strong likelihood we're actually headed towards a recession because of the housing market. You don't normally see rates being raised in recession period. Do you buy into that story at all?
Yes, but I think that's the trigger. I mean, no, you don't see the rates get raised once we're in the recession, but we haven't triggered that recession yet. In fact, GDP grew a tiny, tiny little bit, but it did indeed grow. And that's, in fact, the catch. It didn't grow enough, and the Fed is banking on GDP growth because that allows them to circulate more money. And right now, if they don't get the GDP growth they need over the next 2 months, by the time they go into October, they're going to have to act, whether they like it or not.
The awfully tough picture you're picking. Are you expecting, again, I think we're going to have a stronger market next year. What do you see for next year? Are you looking out that far?
Actually, we are looking out that far. Believe it or not, we issued our first buy slated for next year, a long-term option against Weyerhaeuser. Believe it or not, we're actually looking back to housing out the other side of things. We think that the new housing market is better able to control its costs, and I think they may actually pick up in 2007.
Well, this is dramatic. You know, I'm sorry you joined this late. We are on commercial break time. This is a pretty dramatic piece. Maybe what you do me a favor, set your alarm clock next time for us. We'll have you right back on within a week or so.
I'm interested
in what you're saying, but we got to go to commercial break, my friend.
You got it.
All right. Listen, folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. We just had a tease from Adam. We'll have him back on. Pretty dramatic stuff. Stay with us after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more profitable investing.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All righty, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And now we're going to be joined by Jeff Siegel from the editor from the Blue Chip Stocks. And Jeff, thanks for joining us. Are you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Fantastic. Folks, if you remember and if you haven't heard Jeff before, very interesting, great message that Jeff's delivering, discussing the alternative energy world and that all about lifestyles and health and sustainability. And Jeff, if you didn't catch it before, I just lost 10 pounds. I'm walking. We're doing the right things at home. We're trying to do the right thing with energy. And I think you tell a great message. Welcome back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Alrighty. Now listen, well, we tried to set a stage for you a little while ago, and the fact is $70 oil has unleashed all kinds of need and interest in alternative energies. Why don't you kind of jump right in, give us a drop of your own background, which makes you an expert in here, and then tell us what you see that's happening that our listeners really need to hear about.
Well, I actually come from background. I worked for one of the largest financial publishing companies in the world. For many years, really for years trying to push the whole renewable energy angle, but at the time, oil was well below $60 a barrel, so no one was really interested. So I took a few years, went on the road and kind of traveled and tried to figure out what everyone was doing, what these little niche technologies were, because I knew that, it was really only a matter of time, before we were going to have to start looking towards alternatives. When it comes to alternative energy, you know, I get a lot of questions. People want to know, well, is it solar? Is it wind? You know, ethanol? What's the thing that's going to save us? You know, and it's a tough question to answer because it's not just one thing. You know, so we can integrate solar technology into our infrastructure and energy infrastructure, but it's not going to fix everything. It's actually a very tightly woven group of different technologies that are really going to help wean us off the oil. You know, anything from solar, wind. I'm really big on some geothermal plays right now. It's one of those markets that few people are talking about, but the amount of energy that we can pull from geothermal resources is massive. You know, California, most people don't realize is 5% of what California uses comes from geothermal resources. Again, I mean, geothermal, I'm really big on. There's a couple of ethanol companies. Like I said, it's a number of different markets. You can't just identify one and say this is going to be the answer.
Right. Well, the fact is, I think you're right about that. One of the things I've done, I've used our quantitative model to screen all kinds of alternative energy companies. Again, though, we're looking for already revenue. We're looking for margin acceleration. Very, very few companies showed up in that model. And I think it's much more under development. You can be early this way, and you can be ahead of the crowd. I don't know if there are any specific ones you want to talk about or if you want to just kind of leave it there.
Well, it depends how risky you want to be. You know, they say fortune favors the daring, right? So, I mean, you know, you can look at a company like Applied Materials. It's a huge semiconductor company. It just bought Applied Films Corporation last spring. They're one of the leaders in thin film solar technology, but you know, if you're looking for a solar play, you know, you could be pretty safe going with a company like Applied Materials. In fact, September 5th, they're actually going to have a conference call where they're going to start talking about their lead in thin film solar. You know, if you're looking for something that may give you a little more bang for your buck, but there's a little more risk involved, I mean, you can look at some of these smaller companies. In ethanol, you can look at a company like Alternative Energy Sources. This is a very small ethanol company. It's only been around for maybe 2 years, but it's run by former ADM execs. I mean, these guys have the commodities experience. They have the logistical superiority. They have strategic relationships with every major rail company in North America, which, as you may or may not know, I mean, people talk about ethanol production. Is it, you know, you can produce as much ethanol as you want, but if you can't move it, you can't sell it.
Mm-hmm. Great
by
point.
Rail. So that, you know, that's a good angle for the ethanol plays. Got a company, U.S. Geothermal, very small geothermal company, just broke ground in Idaho, a place called Raft River, which is about 3 hours south of Boise. I actually went out there for the groundbreaking. They're putting a power plant out there. Idaho has 5,100 megawatts of geothermal capacity just sitting there. No one tapped it. No one. U.S. Geothermal, they went down to this place called Raft River. There's about 1,000 megawatts there. The company's got money coming from Goldman Sachs. Format Technologies, the biggest geothermal player out there, they're building the plant. They've already got contracts with Idaho Power Company, Eugene Water and Electric. There's another, I can't seem to get the name out of anybody, but I know they're working on another 13-megawatt deal out there. Again, you know, it's a very small company, but the potential is quite massive.
Right, and let me just, you know, share with you what we try to do here is we try to tell all our listeners, just don't buy what we talk about, but to do the homework. I think these are great ideas where they're not running away today, but they can, you can do your homework on these things, you can be ahead of the crowd, and just like when oil was $12 and no one was really talking about it, I think some of the alternative energy companies are going to be the ones people say, I wish I had done 5 years ago. So I think it's a really fertile ground to really do some homework. I know one of the other things you shared with us last time you were on about not only, you know, alternatives for energy, but doing it in a sustainable way that it's healthier, and I know you're into kind of some green things. Why don't you talk to us about that whole theme as well?
Well, you're looking at the LOHAS market, lifestyles of health and sustainability, so $300 million market. It's growing. It's the idea, you know, this concept that was probably started, you know, back in the 60s where you had this group of people that wanted to grow organic food and live off the grid and so forth. And, you know, the idea of organic food, yeah, I mean, there's tons of research that shows that, you know, you can live a very healthy life by eating foods that aren't loaded with pesticides and milks that come from cows that have antibiotics and steroids pumped into them, things like that. But that's not what makes Wall Street excited. You know, if you're trying to watch your weight, you're trying to, you know, live a healthy lifestyle, that's great. You're trying to make money, you got to look at, you know, okay.
two separate things sometimes, huh?
Exactly, two separate things. But something to think about is, and when I look at something like this, I tend to look at it from a very long-term perspective. And I look at organic foods, for instance. When I walk into a Whole Foods market, I don't see just a bunch of random-looking hippies walking around. I see very well-off families with children. And those kids, just like when I was a kid, you know, my parents took me to Burger King, you know, and McDonald's, and that's what we ate because that was normal. Well, these kids, you know, they're going to Whole Foods and they're eating, you know, organic meats and cheeses and things like that. Even their junk food is organic, you know. And if you look at the stuff they're selling, I mean, I played baseball in the alley when I was growing up. These kids are doing yoga. You know, it's what they're doing now, and it's something they're going to continue throughout their lifestyle. So if you look at the potential of this market, I mean, it's really a massive, massive market that's just waiting to happen. It's happening now, and like I said, as these kids get older, they're going to purchase these products, and they're going to put more demand out there. And, you know, it's only going to get better. It's only going to get bigger.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. I know that we're living that style here. My wife is adamant as much organic. We got a great garden that she grows. But again, you know, I think what you're saying is it's a trend as the baby boomers are taking more and more control of purchasing and showing their kids the way. There's a huge, huge market towards there. I know that, you know, Whole Foods being the biggest supermarket in the group, there's a couple of other stocks in that area that we're familiar with. Anything you want to mention that maybe you think people ought to sharpen their pencil, look a little closer into other than Whole Foods in the sector?
I'll tell you, one of my favorites in this right now is a company called Planet Organic. It's a Canadian retailer. Organic food retailer, very similar. I mean, if you look at the way they're growing and if you look at their strategies and their plans, it pretty much mirrors what Whole Foods did in the United States. They're basically going across Canada. They're picking up every little mom-and-pop organic store. They're just harvesting these things, just like Whole Foods did. But the great thing about this company is, I mean, I'm not even sure what Whole Foods is going for right now, but this company, I think, is trading around maybe 240, 250. A share, and it's one of the situations that how many people looked at Whole Foods a year ago and said, you know, I wish I would have jumped on this thing, you know, 5-6 years ago when no one was paying attention. Well, everyone pays attention to Whole Foods. Wild Oats is another one. That's the second, you know, the number two competitor in the United States. No one's paying attention to this little Canadian company called Planet Organic. And I, like I said, I mean, they're picking up all these organic food companies. They're also picking up these Sangster's health food stores, which is all vitamin stores and things like that. Very smart management team. I've talked to these guys. You know, it's, like I said, I mean, if you're looking for a company that basically did what Whole Foods did in North in the United States, I mean, Planet Organic is definitely a way to go.
I think that's a beautiful call. We would suggest people do their homework. Jeff, what's the symbol on that?
It's POH.V.
Okay, POH.V. We'll run that up through our model. I love the concept of looking for off the beaten track, but not where someone's got a concept. These guys obviously sound like they're executing right now, and they're probably very profitable, and I can't see that trend, you know, reversing and stuff. I think that's a great point. There's a couple minutes left, Jeff. I know you're the editor of Blue Chip Stocks. Tell us a little bit about that. Maybe people want to get a sample copy. Maybe they want to subscribe. Tell us a little bit about that and give them your contact information so they could look into it.
Okay. It's actually a Green Chip Stocks. We kind of made that play off of Blue Chip, you know.
Okay.
Green markets and such. Really, you know, the whole, like I said, the whole thing started. This is something I've been into for years. I've been an advocate of renewable energy and organic foods, for, you know, even before there was a market for it. And what we found was when I was finally given the go-ahead to take this thing and run with it, you know, there was a demand. People wanted to know. You know, everyone said, well, I want to know what's happening next. You know, and anyone can say, well, I have a crystal ball and tell you. But, you know, you can't really believe that.
Absolutely.
So just like you said, you have to do your research. And, you know, anyone that, you know, 5 years ago would just, you know, take a step back and look at read some of the peak oil theories, you know, look at some of the predictions. And a lot of that stuff makes sense, and, you know, it's coming to fruition now. We looked at, you know, years ago, the very real, very, you know, harsh reality that we're running out of oil, and there's really not much else you can.
Right. Jeff, what I need to do is I need to cut you off. We're going to go to commercial. I want you to give the contact information where they can get some, and I want to put the rubber where the road is. I want to know what you had for breakfast.
Okay. Well, the website is greenchipstocks.com, and everything on site is, we have a free service. You can sign up, and every day we send out news updates on the green market. For breakfast, I had a piece of organic cantaloupe and some organic oatmeal.
All right. The rubber meets the road. Way to go, Jeff. I'm proud of you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, stay with us after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more profitable investing. Stick with us.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. There you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
With every choice we make, there's a consequence. Good ones and bad ones. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley deals with the importance of understanding and being comfortable with the consequences of personal and professional choices we make. More than ever, professionals have the tools and technology, cell phones, emails, Blackberries, that allow them to be accessible 24/7 and always on. The lines between work and life are more blurred than ever. It's difficult to determine where one ends and the other begins. Each week on Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life, Lisa and her expert guests discuss topics to assist professionals as they explore the dynamics of their individual life-work equation and begin the process of implementing positive and meaningful changes that result in leading fulfilling personal and professional lives based on your own definition of success. Choices, Get It Right with Work and Life with Lisa J. Whaley, broadcast each Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel. choices. Get it right with work and life. Have the life and career that you've always dreamed of with the power of choice.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, and welcome back to Profitable Investing. And what an interesting guest we just had on. We've had over and over again, folks, what we promise to do here is to bring on the leaders in some innovative areas, the guys who are making things happen so that you don't have to 5 years from now say, I wish somebody talked to us about organic consuming, and I wish somebody talked to us about alternative energy, because there are going to be companies in that area that you wish you found a little earlier. And what we're doing here is we're taking all kinds of ideas. You know the phrase, your mind's only open like a parachute. It only works when your mind is open. What we don't do is buy everyone's story, though. What we do is we look in, we do our homework, and we actually find the leaders in innovative businesses, and we try to understand that many of these names we've never heard of before. Now, very simply and similar to what happened with Home Depot many years ago, at one point the idea was on the drawing board. And that's obviously where maybe you make the most money, but there's a fair amount of risk there. Once they were in 3 or 4 states and the model was proven, that's when the company goes through a dramatic growth phase. Wall Street has still not heard of it yet, but real money's made. When they finally get into 20 states and 30 states, they tend to make the NASDAQ. When they're in every state, they made the Dow. But it's very important to be able to kind of open up your mind for names you've never heard of, as long as they have the characteristics of revenue growth and margin acceleration, you have yourself a growth company. The hardest part comes, what happens when you've identified a name and the growth either slows down or goes away? It's the hardest part, and this is what we try to talk to folks about. In our process, all the time, we come across companies that for one reason or another stall out, peak out, stop growing, come under distribution, and literally go away. Rather than fearing that, what we're willing to do is open up our minds, get ourselves invested, but then put our fingers on the pulse and make sure the growth continues, because if it doesn't, we get out. And what we're willing to do is replace companies with faster growing, stronger names. And again, I think one of the things we kind of share, which is one of my favorite stories, is long-term investing works, but long-term investing doesn't work when you hold individual stocks often. The S&P 500 currently has roughly 475 names that were not on the list 30 years ago. Not on the list. Companies like the Microsofts and the Intels, these companies didn't exist. The Home Depots, these are all new names. So what you have to be willing to do, rather than stick with the Pan Ams and the Western Union and the Woolworths and the Bethlehem Steels that all have gone away, all market leaders that have gone away, you have to remember to keep the list healthy. Only invest in companies that continue to show strength. That doesn't mean day trading. That doesn't mean swing trading. It means keeping your eye on the ball. And as we've said in our book, Magnet Investing, to treat your portfolio like a garden. And unfortunately, in our emotional business, people tend to pull out what's growing and water what's dying. If you ran your garden, you continue to nurture and fertilize and grow and cultivate what's growing, and whatever's not growing, you simply walk over, pull it out, and replant. People have such a hard time with that concept in investing. Why? Because they sat down, they found the company, they thought about it, and they invested their money, and now they're painted into a corner and they can't sell because they're waiting for something to turn around. And we can go on and on with the psychology, but that's what's going to be part of the focus of our book that's coming up. And I think that one of the wonderful, wonderful quotes that I came across the other day, and again, when we read a book, I tend to try to write down our quotes and try to take care of them and try to really, you know, figure out what we're doing here. But one of the most interesting things, and we've got to figure out who said it. I can't figure out who said it, so I can't find this quote. It basically comes down to the fact that the greatest, greatest economists in our entire last century, Keynes and Adam Smith, were both actually started out as philosophers. Fantastic, fantastic quote. And the reality is that sometimes, and I was at the Bronx High School of Science, which has put out more Nobel Prize award winning than any other high school in America. So many of the guys in my classes there were the traditional pocket protector carrying 16 pencils and pens around, and they couldn't find a way out of a bag. And the truth is, you have to be willing to look a little bit forward, look over the horizon, get the big picture right. And I think that's the essence of it all. And part of the fact about the investment world is it's very similar to the game of chess. Regardless of your level of intelligence, regardless of who you are and what you've done, there's nobody on this planet that wins their first game in chess. It's a matter of learning the moves. It's a matter of learning what you do wrong. Maybe you didn't use enough offense. Maybe you didn't play enough defense. Maybe you didn't think several moves ahead. Whatever it is, as you learn the game of investing, that's what it's all about. I'm in the process right now of reading a book about Gerald Loeb. We've shared his name a number of times here. He's written two of the greatest books in the history of the market, 40 years apart, one in the early part of his career, one as his career was ending in the 60s, one of the true legends on Wall Street who talked about the essence of it all is to protect your after-tax, after-fee, after-inflation purchasing power. It's only done through ownership. His book is called The Battle of Investment Survival. I'm currently reading a book about him, absolutely fascinating, about how we get started, green as can be, willing to learn, willing to study, and became an absolute legend and clearly a role model for anybody who wants to be successful long-term. Pick up that book and read it. In our book, Magnet Investing, what we've actually done is we put together a reading list. We recommend that everybody get as much information behind them, as much experience behind them. That way, when you go to handle your own money, you've got a world of experience behind you. What Loeb talked about, you have to actually make decisions early in life. You have to feel the fear and the greed that comes in the market. You have to be willing to suffer some early losses, as he calls it, paid tuition. But, folks, we're going to go into a dramatic, dramatic cycle, the mid-year election low to the first year of the presidency. That has led, historically, to gains of an average of 50% on the Dow Jones. Trust me, when that time happens, not only will Dorsey Wright on Labor Day be invited to some barbecues, he's going to be the center of attention. Everyone's going to have the ticker below them at the gym, back at the bars again like it was 1999. This is a pattern that repeats itself over and over again. You have to get in front of the cycle. You have to open up your minds to the true best growth companies that are out there, both domestically and internationally. Some of the stocks on our list are international. Some of them pay enormous cash dividends. So it's not only about growth. You don't have to be 20 years old to invest in the stock market, folks. This is about long-term and wealth preservation through growth and through income. And our methodology, unemotionally, is to find those companies that we rank as magnets. Get your list, get your complimentary copy of the newsletter. Next time we'll be talking summer will be over. Enjoy the last gas and go to a ball game, kiss the kids, make sure you balance your life. It's not only about making the money. We want people to be able to accumulate wealth so that they can create their own foundations. We set up the Jordan Kimmel Family Foundation this month. We're very excited about what we can do with it and how we can help others. We hope you get there yourself. We're trying to help you to get there. In the meantime, just have a great week ahead. Enjoy the remnants of the summer and join us next week on Profitable Investing. Tell your friends. Check the archives, folks. We've had the greatest guests. And email us, call us if there's anything you can do that you think we can improve our show. We want to be the information first. Have a profitable week. We'll see you next week on Profitable Investing. Enjoy.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Business Talk is all we